Hello, lovely ladies. Dr. Emily Kybert here with Thyroid Strong Podcast. We are doing another episode of the Summer Survival Series. And if you've been following along, we have covered summer workouts, how to work out in the heat with Hashimoto's, and then travel survival guide. Today, we are tackling something that hits close to home for every woman with Hashimoto's. Friends and families are inviting you over and you are like, what the heck should I eat? If you missed the travel episode or the summer workout episodes, go check them out. Today, we're going to talk about barbecue season. Okay, picture this. You're at your family or your friend's barbecue. Everyone is loading up on potato salad and margaritas, and you're standing there looking like, well, I guess I'll eat this sad little piece of chicken breast and pretend like I'm having fun. Meanwhile, your cousin is on her third beer, second helping of gluten-full mac and cheese, looking completely fine. And you know that if you even looked at that mac and cheese wrong, you'd be bloated and exhausted for 3 days. Okay, so here's the thing. It's summer. We get together. It's sunny out. Barbecue season does not have to be a torturous time for you and your thyroid. I'm going to give you my exact strategy to actually enjoy these summer gatherings without sabotaging your healing journey and without feeling like a social outcast. Because life's too short to spend every summer party hiding in the bathroom with like a little bloated food baby or totally avoiding eating at all and then having everyone wonder, why is Emmy hangry? Okay, so let's talk about what's really happening at these summer gatherings that's wrecking your thyroid function potentially and make you feel like garbage. First up, and I kind of put these into buckets, is the sauce trap. That delicious barbecue sauce slathered all over everything. You're like, is there even meat under that sauce? It's basically like a meat version of liquid candy. We're talking 15 to 20 grams of sugar per serving, which tends to send your blood sugar sky high and can trigger an insulin response that directly interferes with your thyroid hormone conversion. Something to think about is like, do I need to have protein that is slathered with sauces? Or could I just bring my own unslathered or ask the host like, hey, do you just have any plain meat around? The other thing is the naked carb. The other thing I always tell my thyroid strong ladies is no naked carbs. You know exactly what I'm talking about. There's chips, there's pasta salads, there's bread, and these carbohydrates, when they are not paired with protein or fat, will spike your blood sugar. These carbohydrates that are not paired with a protein or fat will spike your blood sugar. When you pair a carbohydrate with a protein or fat, it slows the absorption of the glucose and then dampens that blood sugar spike, which then dampens the insulin response. So I always tell my ladies at barbecues or really any day of life, no naked carbs. Always eat that carb together with a protein or a fat. The next thing to keep an eye out for is raw cruciferous vegetables. I don't know why anyone loves raw broccoli or cauliflower, or why there are even vegetable plates with those on them. I think raw broccoli tastes kind of gross, but I've seen them over and over and over again at barbecues. Everyone thinks they're being healthy, loading up on the raw broccoli salad or coleslaw, that shredded raw cabbage. And if you're struggling with bloating, this will do you no good. So I would highly suggest if you have vegetables, have them cooked. If you have vegetables, maybe you steer clear of the cruciferous vegetables, especially if you're getting lower belly bloat, like kind of from belly button down. Maybe you have an underlying SIBO bacterial overgrowth that could be causing that belly bloat, and more broccoli, more cruciferous vegetables is not going to be your friend. The other thing to steer clear of, and I've seen this, my aunt came to a picnic once, is mayonnaise sitting out in 98 degree weather. That potato salad that's been sitting in 90 degree heat for the last 3 hours, we do not need this with already a sensitive, bloated gut and potentially a slightly compromised immune system. Then to consider is that social pressure of stress, having to say, no thanks, I'm good, 50 times while people are questioning your food choices when they're not questioning their own after three drinks, can spike your cortisol and can put you into a little bit of fight or flight or freeze or fawn, which is people pleasing. All of those are sympathetic responses. And all of these can affect your thyroid function. So let's break down what's actually happening in your body as you navigate that barbecue spread. And understanding this will really change the mindset of what you put in your mouth when you go to a barbecue. So goitrogen, Vegetables, raw cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, contain compounds called goitrogens. In large amounts, granted in large amounts, these can interfere with thyroid function by blocking iodine uptake. But here's what most people don't know. They also contain complex fibers and sulfur compounds that can cause digestive distress, especially when your gut is already inflamed with having potentially Hashimoto's. When your gut is already inflamed with autoimmune activity like Hashimoto's. Here's the beautiful thing. Heat breaks down most of these goitrogenic compounds and makes the vegetables much easier to digest. So grilled zucchini, roasted bell peppers, granted they are nightshades. If you can handle those, perfect. The raw broccoli salad, skip it. Please do not touch it. Let's talk about the blood sugar roller coaster that can happen at a barbecue. When you eat high carb, low protein foods, your blood sugar spikes rapidly. When blood sugar or glucose goes up, there is a massive insulin release from the pancreas. And here's where it becomes problematic for thyroid function. High insulin levels can increase reverse T3, which is the inactive form of thyroid hormone, can decrease thyroid hormone receptor sensitivity, can increase inflammation, can disrupt the conversion of our inactive T4 to the active form of our thyroid hormones, T3. And, you know, if we always pair a carb with a protein or a veg, if you want to take it to the next level, I would even say eat your protein first, then your cooked vegetables, and see if you have any rooms for carbs. Okay? So protein first is always a non-negotiable in my world. Before you put anything on your plate, load up on the protein. Grilled chicken, a burger patty without the bun, grilled fish, those turkey burgers. Protein stabilizes your blood sugar and keeps you satisfied and satiated, so you're not tempted to start to lean towards those carb-heavy sides. After I fill my plate with protein, I fill it up with vegetables, mainly cooked vegetables, really only cooked vegetables. I do not eat raw vegetables. Cooked vegetables, I would say, are always better for us than raw. Look for grilled peppers. If you want to eat roasted corn, delicious, in moderation, obviously. Grilled zucchini, sauteed mushrooms. If the only vegetables are raw ones, maybe skip them. If you want to lean towards a salad, I would encourage you to lean towards the grilled veggies. Some people really love a small amount of beans, maybe quinoa salad with lots of vegetables. I find that makes me bloat, so I usually steer away from those. And typically at a barbecue, I'm staying away from anything that is mayonnaise-based. If there's meat with sauce on it, it's a choice. I kind of scrape a little bit of the sauce off, but I still like the flavoring. But just know that most barbecue sauces are big sugar bombs. You could either bring your own, there are great low sugar options, or you could just skip it entirely. Like, meat tastes delicious even when it's not slathered in sauce. I would also avoid anything that's heavily seasoned with black pepper. I know, black pepper is delicious. Black pepper and salt on a ribeye in an amazing steakhouse tastes amazing. But black pepper is a known gut irritant. Chefs just use it because it tastes so yummy. So if you're dealing with any sort of gut issues, bloating, reflux, intestinal permeability, leaky gut, when your gut is already inflamed from Hashimoto's, why add fuel to the fire? Most barbecue rubs will be loaded with black pepper. So either ask about seasonings or maybe you just try to get meat before it has a bunch of black pepper on it. And then here's the big topic. If you're going to drink alcohol, here's how to minimize the damage. I don't drink anymore because the next day, even with one margarita, I feel like a dumpster fire. But if you do want to drink, eat your protein first. Never drink on an empty stomach. I would choose clear spirits with soda water and lime over sugary cocktails, again, to regulate your blood sugar. Maybe you have one drink, chase it with water. Do you need to have multiple drinks? I would avoid beer if you're gluten sensitive, which most Hashi ladies are. Beer has gluten in it. So before you go, just to break it down, maybe eat some protein and fat before you leave home, talking about maybe some leftover chicken, a hard-boiled egg. This prevents you from making hangry decisions when you arrive and you see a big platter and spread of vegetables and meat. Become the person who brings crowd-pleasing dish that you can eat. Maybe it's a grilled veggie platter. Maybe it's guacamole with some grilled vegetables. Maybe you're bringing your own cut of meat to cook separately without black pepper or any barbecue rub. And here's the thing. Eating protein and veg is super healthy. It's super nourishing for your body. People who are pounding drinks and they're thinking you're weird eating healthy, it's a little backwards, right? So you are the only one that has to live in your body. You're the only one that has to feel all the feels, feel hungover the next day, feel like, oh, I'm like 6 months pregnant from eating black pepper. So don't let the peer pressure sway you. You do you, okay? That's what I do. No one comments because all my friends are functional medicine docs and no one's eating that stuff anyway. And then the next day, get back to your normal routine. Focus on hydration, lift weights, get your steps in, consider some digestive support. If you had gluten the day before, ideally you would take some gluten digest to break it down. Just get back on routine, all right? So hopefully this helps. Hopefully it gives you a big mindset shift of like, you know what? I do me. You do you. I do me. I'm the only one that has to live in my body and feel all the feels. And if you need deeper help with your gut, with food sensitivities, reach out. I'm going to drop a link in the show notes. Reach out. My one-on-one root cause functional medicine practice. You can jump on a call. It's free. Chat about what you're struggling with, where you want to go, and how we can get you there. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, rate and review on iTunes, on Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.